Now, I mentioned earlier, today is the 15th anniversary of September 11th, 2001. And I think every one of us who is old enough to remember that date knows exactly where we were and what we were doing on that date. There's a few of you that weren't born yet. How many of you all are less than 15 years old today? All right, so you all weren't alive when September 11th happened, but you've been taught it. You know about it. You understand what went on. And so we're not going to spend a whole lot of time this morning recapping those events, except to say this. We have a large debt of gratitude because of the service men and women who sacrificed on that day to get as many people to safety as they can. And in that, that's okay. You can give a round of applause for that. In that moment, on September 11th, 2001, I think that it is the most united our country has ever been in my lifetime. I can't think of a time in the 30-some-odd years that I've been alive that we've had a stronger united nation than in the weeks after September 11th. Now, I will admit, I was not around in 1776 when the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and all of that was being formed and the country was freshly new. Maybe there was some strength and unity at that time. I wasn't around. I wasn't around after the aftermath of World War II, after a victory in World War II brought the nation together and kind of had a booming time of unity. So I can't say that we're more united than then. But what I can say is in my lifetime, I never can remember a time that we as a nation were more united together. Certainly, we were united in love for our country. There was patriotism. There was no question in anybody's mind whether or not they were going to stand when the national anthem was played. There was no question in anyone's mind if they were going to place their hand over their heart during the Pledge of Allegiance. It was all one unified nation, everyone together for the love of our country. But I tell you, we were also unified in that moment in our faith as well. I guarantee you that the highest attended Sunday in the last, I'll say, 30 years, my entire life, for churches would have been September 16th, 2001, the Sunday after 9/11. Churches were packed and full. I know the church I attended was a church that ran at that time probably about 1,000, 1,200 people. And I think there were probably closer to 1,800 or 2,000 people that Sunday morning gathered together, united in a trust in a God who can protect us. There was great unity in our nation at that time. We fast forward 15 years later, on the 15th anniversary of September 11th. And I don't know that there's a time in my life that our country has been more disunified. Now, I can't speak for the time during the Civil War. I wasn't alive during that time. Certainly there was disunity. I can't speak for the Civil Rights Movement in the 60s or even back that far. But in the 30-some-odd years I have been on this earth, I cannot think of a time that our nation has been more torn apart by politics, by racial issues, by religion, by you name it. And I wonder what happened in the last 15 years to go from being a nation that was being strengthened in unity, a nation that was coming together in the aftermath of tragedy, to a nation now that is not just divided two ways, but 100 ways. And everyone has an opinion that's different from someone else's. Everyone is fighting on an issue against another. Even things we think we can agree on, we find reasons to disagree on, and we are in a horrible place as far as unity goes in our nation. This morning, I want to talk about patriotic worship. I want to talk about what we are called to worship and what we are called to not worship. And in Psalm chapter 20, I hope you'll turn there with me, in Psalm chapter 20, we're going to read 9 verses, and this is the prayer for a king of a nation. In Psalm chapter 20, what we find is a psalm that is written for King David and the nation of Israel. And I don't want to confuse this. This is not a psalm written for the president of the United States of America. It is specifically for King David. But I think there are some applications we can pull out of Psalm chapter 20. So read this with me, if you will. Here's the prayer. May Yahweh answer you in a day of trouble. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May He send you help from the sanctuary and sustain you from Zion. May He remember all your offerings and accept your burnt offering. Selah. May He give you what our heart desires and fulfill your whole purpose. Let us shout for joy at your victory and lift the banner in the name of our God. May Yahweh fulfill all your requests. Verse 6. Now I know that the Lord gives victory to His anointed. He will answer him from His holy heaven with mighty victories from His right hand. Some take pride in chariots and others in horses. But we take pride in the name of Yahweh our God. They collapse and fall, that is, nations or chariots or horses. But we rise and stand firm. Verse 9, Lord, give victory to the king. May he answer us on the day that we call. So I was reading this week, Psalm chapter 20. It strikes me that this is a prayer of patriotism. This is a prayer for the king of a nation. Now, at the heading, if you're reading in your Bible, you may see up there a Psalm of David. Now, we're not sure whether that means a psalm written by David or a psalm for David. Certainly, this was a prayer for King David. Perhaps he wrote it as an illustration. When you pray for me, pray this way. When I'm off fighting in wars, this is what you're to pray for. Or maybe someone penned it as David was off fighting. The king is off fighting and someone wrote it down for David is a prayer for him. But however you look at it, this is a prayer for the leader of a nation and for an entire nation in general. And I think there's a lot of application when we pray for our country this morning. First, in three quick truths that I want to share with you this morning. The first is this. When you pray or when you think of our country, don't misplace trust. Don't misplace trust. Look again in verse 7 of Psalm 20. It says, some take pride in chariots and others in horses, but we take pride in the name of Yahweh our God. What does this mean? Some take pride in horses and chariots. And what in the world is he talking about? Anybody here put all of your hope and all of your worth and all of your value in a horse this morning? Anybody? Say, horses is what it's all about for me. I've got a sister and she absolutely loves horses. As a matter of fact, I think eventually that's what she will do is raise horses and take care of horses. And I don't know exactly how that will look, but any excuse she has to be around horses, she is. I've never met someone so obsessed with horses. But to be honest with you, most of us don't really care much about horses. How many of us put all of our trust and our faith and our being and our self-worth in a chariot? Anybody in here ever ridden in a chariot? I'm going to put my hand down. I've never ridden in a chariot. Zach is the only one who's ridden in a chariot. I bet that was in his imagination too. What does he mean? Don't put all your faith, don't put all your hope and all your pride in chariots and horses. This is a hope and a pride in battle. Some people find strength in war in their horses and their cavalry. Look how big our cavalry is. We have more horsed military people than anyone else, and so we can overtake. Others put it in chariots. Look, we have fortified chariots that our horses pull, and so we have great strength. You think you can come at us with your foot soldiers? We've got horses and chariots, and we will defeat you. And verse 7 says, some take pride in their great military strength. But what is the prayer for the nation of Israel? What is the prayer? Is it for, Lord, beef up our military? Lord, give us more horses and chariots? Give us a stronger army and a stronger security and backing? No, the pride, courage, we pray that God would give them protection, God, which all in an elect military force. Some of us put it in other misguided areas. Maybe we've put it all in an elect military force. Some of us put it in other misguided areas. Maybe we've put it all in an elect military force. Some of us put it in other misguided areas. Maybe we've put it all in an elect military force. Some of us put it in other misguided areas. Maybe we've put it all in an election. It's for some of us put it in other misguided areas. Maybe we've put it all in an election. It's for some of us put it in other misguided areas. Maybe we've put it all in an election. It's for some of us put it in other misguided areas. Maybe we've put it, those who are voting two different sections, you'd have about six, okay? There are those of you who are voting for one candidate, those who are voting two different sections, you'd have about six, okay? There are those of you who are voting for one candidate, those who are voting two different sections, you'd have about six, okay? There are those of you who are voting for one candidate, those who are voting two different sections, you'd have about six, okay? There are those of you who are voting for one candidate, those to be elected at the next presidential election. Our hope and faith and trust in who's going to be elected at the next presidential election. And faith and trust in who's going to be elected at the next presidential despise. That you would do anything to see out of office. What happens if they get a candidate you despise? That you would do anything to see out of office. What happens if they get a candidate you despise? That you would do anything to see out of office. What happens in your strength infected as president? Does that ruin your understanding and your strength infected as president? Does that ruin your understanding and your strength and faith as president? Does that ruin your understanding and your strength and faith? Go. If the zombie apocalypse hits, I know where to go. I've got places to go. Go. If the zombie apocalypse hits, I know where to go. I've got places to go. Go. If the zombie apocalypse hits, I know where to go. I've got places to go. Does that affect your strength and your self-worth? Effect and has fallen. You went on and you had ancient Greece, which had its heyday and has fallen. You went on and you had ancient Greece, which had its heyday and has fallen. You went on and you had ancient Greece, which had its heyday and had fallen. You went on and you had ancient Greece, which, and it knew even further stretches and further reaches than modern history. And it knew even further stretches and further reaches than modern history. And it knew even further stretches and further reaches of exploring the known world, and you could call them an empire. And maybe today, our nation, as great as it has been and as great as it can be, will not about something. Our nation, as great as it has been and as great as it can be, will not about something. Our nation, as great as it has been and as great as it can be, will not be around something. Our nation, as great as it has been and as great as it can be, will not be around something. Our nation, as great as it has been and as great as it can be, will not be around thing. Our nation is or in 110 years. But how will that affect another country? I don't know if it'll happen in 10 years or in 110 years. But how will that affect another country? I don't know if it'll happen in 10 years or in 110 years. But how will that affect another country? I don't know if it'll happen in 10 years or in 110 years. But how will that affect another country? I don't know if it'll happen in 10 years or in 110 years. But how will that affect? I don't know if it'll happen in 10 years or in 110 years. But how will that affect? I don't know if it'll happen in 10 years. Military strength, president or a politician, and military strength, president or a politician, and military strength, and we find or a politician, and military strength. And strength is found in our faith. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our strength is found in our faith. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our strength is found in our patriotic worship. I hope we pray for our country and I hope we support our country, but I hope that we do not put patriotic worship. I hope we pray for our country and I hope we support our country, but I hope that we do not pulls us worried about the state of our country or our military or our disunity God, remember all your offerings and accept your burnt offerings. David's off fighting in wars. In that time, kings, remember your offerings. Kings remember your offerings and his sacrifices. It must have seemed odd to a lot of the other offerings and his sacrifices. It must have seemed odd. The rest of the nations were gathering together their troops, putting all of their hope and trust in their putting all of their hope and trust in their horses. Nations were gathering together their troops, putting all of their hope and trust in their horses. Nations were gathering together their troops, putting all of their hope and trust in their horses. Nations were gathering together their troops, putting all of their hope and trust in their horses and their chariots. David said, wait a second, we're not doing anything else until we pray and sacrifice. In times of deepest trouble and disunity, we need to remember to continue to worship. When the nation seems to be failing God, we must remember to keep worshiping because God does not fail. The day will come, and may already be here, when temptation to not worship God will be great. The pressure to remain silent will be strong. In the midst of all of this disunity, when it is offensive to some that we worship the one true God, we must continue and persevere in our faith. Continue offering our sacrifices. Continue having times of prayer. Continue meeting together for worship. Continue sharing our faith. Continue talking about our Savior. Because the only chance for unity is not in a country, but in a God. So this morning, as we put all of our trust not in chariots, we continue to worship our great God. And then third and finally, we must pray for the leaders of America. Pray for the leaders of America. If you want to see unity in this nation, we need to start praying for those who are leading our nation. This entire prayer in Psalm 20 is a prayer for the king. Now, they all loved King David. He was their hero, their war hero. He had conquered everyone that he needed to conquer. He had expanded the nation. His popularity was so high, it was easy to pray for King David. And in verse 9, we see all of this prayer kind of come together where he says, Lord, give victory to the king, and may he answer us on the day that we call. Lord, I'll go ahead and tell you, just write my name in there, because I've got lots of wondering who to vote for in 2016. I'll go ahead and tell you, just write my name in there, because I've got lots of wondering who to vote for. And less time criticizing, I think that we would see a change. And less time criticizing, I think that we would see a change. And less time criticizing, I think that we would see a change. And less time criticizing, I think that we would see a change. And less time criticizing, I think that we would see a change. And less time criticizing, I think that we would see a change. And less time criticizing, I think that we would see a change. And less time criticizing, I'm praying for this politician. Does that make it seem as if I'm wrong? If I post on Facebook, I'm praying for this politician. Does that make it seem as if I'm wrong? If I post on Facebook, I'm okay to pray. Lord, I think they're messing things up. Lord, I think they're doing a horrible job. I think they've got it all back. It's okay to pray. Lord, I think they're messing things up. Lord, I think they're doing a horrible job. I think they've got it all back. It's okay to pray. Lord, I think they're messing things up. Lord, I think they're doing a horrible job. I think they've got it all back. It's okay to pray. Lord, I think they're messing things up. Lord, I think they're doing a horrible job. I think they've got it all back. It's okay to pray. Lord, I think they're messing things up. Lord, I think they're doing a horrible job. I think they've got it all back. It's okay to pray. Lord, I think they're messing things up. Lord, I think they're doing a horrible job. Invest all of your heart. You don't detract one second. Say the Pledge of Allegiance and you mean it with all of your heart. You don't detract one second. Say the Pledge of Allegiance and you mean it with all of your heart. You don't detract one second. Say the Pledge of Allegiance and you mean it with all of your heart. You don't detract one second. Say the Pledge of Allegiance and you mean it with all of your heart. You don't detract one second. Say the Pledge of Allegiance and you mean it with all of your heart. You don't detract one second away. Say the Pledge of Allegiance and you mean it with all of your heart. You don't detract one second away. Say the Pledge of Allegiance and you mean it with all of your heart. You don't detract one second away. Say the Pledge of Allegiance and you mean it with all of your heart. You don't detract one second away. Say the Pledge of Allegiance, that people look at it, that we're the most patriotic people in the nation. Hope that churches are the place that people look at it, that we're the most patriotic people in the nation. Hope that churches are the place that people look at it, that we're the most patriotic people in the nation. Hope that churches are the place that people look at it, that we're the most patriotic people in the nation. Hope that churches are the place that people look at and say, most patriotic people in the nation. Hope that churches are the place that people look at and say, most patriotic people in the nation. Hope that churches are the place that people look at and say, most patriotic people against patriotic people in faith in Christ. This morning, I want to warn you against patriotic people in faith in Christ. This morning, I want to warn you against patriotic worship, faith in Christ. This morning, I want to warn you against patriotic worship, faith in Christ. This morning, I want to warn you against patriotic worship, faith in Christ. Psalm chapter 20. Help us remember, as we close and think about Psalm chapter 20, help us remember, as we close and think about Psalm chapter 20, help us remember, as we close and think about Psalm chapter 20, help us remember, if mine to make it sound as if, Lord, I'm not proud to be an American. Twisted and maligned to make it sound as if, Lord, I'm not proud to be an American. Twisted and maligned to make it sound as if, Lord, I'm not proud to be an American. Lord, I am, and I'm thankful that you've allowed. Make it sound as if, Lord, I'm not proud to be an American. Lord, I am, and I'm thankful that you've allowed us. As if, Lord, I'm not proud to be an American. Lord, I am, and I'm thankful that you've allowed us. As if, Lord, I'm not proud to be an American. Lord, I am, and I'm thankful that you've allowed us. As if, Lord, I'm not proud to be an American. Lord, I am, and I'm thankful that you've allowed us. As if, Lord, I'm not proud to be an American. Lord, I am, and I'm thankful that you've allowed us. As if, Lord, I'm not proud to be an American. Lord, I am, and I'm thankful that you've allowed us. As if, Lord, I'm not proud to be an American. Lord, I am, and I'm thankful that you've allowed us. As if, Lord, I'm not proud to be an American. Lord, I am, and I'm thankful that you've allowed us. As if, Lord, I'm not proud to be an American. Lord, I am, and I'm thankful that you've allowed us. As if, Lord, I'm not proud to be an American. Lord, I am, and I'm thankful that you've allowed us the freedom to live in a great country. Lord, I confess to you that there are times that I make my entire life about this country. And Lord, I pray that you would forgive me for worshiping this nation. Lord, I reflect back 15 years ago and our mindset, and it was great patriotism, but it was wrapped up in three words, and that was, in God we trust. Lord, it's that trust in God that brought us together, and we pray that that would be what we trust in now. Father, we just pray that we would worship you fully above all else, and through our worship of you, that you would make us faithful patriots for our nation. Lord, we love and we thank you for the forgiveness we have through Christ on the cross. It's in your name we pray. Amen.